Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. As sickness and death from the coronavirus pandemic rise in the U.S., President Trump today said he is extending social distancing guidelines.
We will be extending our guidelines to April 30th to slow the spread.
The initial 15-day period expires tomorrow. Trump had said he wanted churches filled for Easter, but at a White House briefing this evening, he instead extended the guidelines through the end of next month. Trump also says the country will be, quote, well on its way to recovery by June 1st. Meanwhile, the country's top infectious disease expert, Dr. Anthony Fauci, told CNN today, based on current data, there could be some 200,000 deaths from COVID-19 and millions made sick by the virus. Louisiana is grappling with a surge in coronavirus cases. As NPR's Joel Rose reports, there are more than 3,500 confirmed cases in the state, including more than 1,000 in New Orleans.
More than 150 people have died of complications from COVID-19 in Louisiana, including a member of Governor John Bel Edwards' staff. Speaking on ABC's This Week, Edwards said New Orleans could run out of hospital beds and ventilators in early April. And he urged state residents to comply with an order to stay home.
Don't look for us to come enforce this. We need you to take it upon yourself to comply, because really that's the only way that we're going to be successful.
On Saturday, police in New Orleans broke up a funeral gathering of about 100 people. Joel Rose, NPR News.
Two Holland America cruise ships remained anchored off the coast of Panama. They've reportedly been given permission to transit the Panama Canal after more than a week in limbo because of the coronavirus. Jennifer Glass has more.
Four people have died aboard the Zaandam and dozens are sick. Healthy passengers have been carefully transferred to a sister ship, the Rotterdam. It's not clear where the ships will end up, but Florida's Port Everglades is trying to get ready, says Broward County Commissioner Michael Udine.
I know that the port is trying to put together a comprehensive plan on what they're going to be able to do with those passengers and crew and everyone that's on that ship.
Udine says South Florida's medical staff and healthcare providers are already under pressure from the virus. If the ships end up in Florida, he would like to see everyone on board tested and quarantined for 2 weeks to keep Floridians safe. For NPR News, I'm Jennifer Glass in New Smyrna Beach, Florida.
And Spain has the second highest number of deaths from COVID-19 in the world. But as Lucia Benavides reports, the rate of new infections per day is slowly decreasing.
On Sunday, there were around 6,500 new recorded cases, down from 8,100 new cases the previous day. This weekend, Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez tightened the country's lockdown and ordered all non-essential businesses to shut down for 2 weeks.
Lucia Benavides reporting. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. A top online bookseller has announced it's rehiring many of the employees it laid off just 2 weeks ago. NPR's Netta Ulaby explains.
Powell's Books, based in Portland, Oregon, claims to be the world's biggest independent bookstore. Just a few weeks ago, it had more than 400 employees working in its warehouses and stores. When the coronavirus hit, CEO Emily Powell had to let almost everyone go. But she recently released a statement on social media thanking customers for their online orders and saying Powell's has been able to rehire a number of employees. Now there's more than 100 working full-time with benefits. Powell also asked for patience from people waiting for orders since new precautions are slowing things down. And she promised to open the bookstores again as soon as it's safe to do so. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Country singer Joe Diffie has died after testing positive for COVID-19. His spokesman says he died today in Nashville due to complications from the virus. He had a string of hits in the 1990s with chart-topping rock-tinged singles, including Home and Pickup Man.
Well, I got my first truck when I was 3, drove 100,000 miles on my knees.
Diffie, a native of Tulsa, Oklahoma, was a member of the Grand Ole Opry for more than 25 years. His hits included Honky Tonk Attitude and Prop Me Up Beside the Jukebox. He also shared a Grammy Award for Best Country Collaboration for the song Same Old Train with Merle Haggard, Marty Stewart, and others. He was 61 years old. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.